Shalom, welcome to Counting Towards Sinai Tefillah Series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sivan Rahav Meir, and we will learn today together Mode Ani, the first sentence we say every morning when we wake up. I think this beginning of our day is basically our philosophy, our approach toward life. Mode, Toda, thankful. The second word is Ani. I think otherwise, if we didn't have the sentence in the Siddur, Mode Ani. So the first word we'd say would probably be Ani, I, because most of the time we're at the center of our attention. The Siddur forces us in a way to be thankful before we think about Ani, about the I part of our life. I think being thankful today during those days of the coronavirus is in a way a revolutionary concept. I just heard a beautiful idea from Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg from the Boca Raton Synagogue in Florida. By the way, now we're in Israel, we're quarantined, but we used to live in the States. We came there for a year of Shlichut. The Mizrahi movement sent us for a year to visit communities all over North America. We met so many brothers and sisters there, but unfortunately, we came back home, at least for a while now. So we're here isolated, but I'm still in touch. I still follow so many rabbis and leaders I met there. And this week, I heard this beautiful idea by Rabbi Goldberg. He says, the relevant part this year of the Haggadah in Pesach is the Yeinu. That's the most relevant part. Why? Since most of the time we pursue, we want more. We want more money, more possessions, more styles, anything. We want more to achieve. And it's good. It's okay. We want to develop, to move forward. It's a positive thing. But sometimes we forget to stop and just thank for what we have. Just see, you know, with proportions, with perspective, the stage, the level we reached, what we already acquired, what we already have. And the concept of the Yeinu, quite similar to the concept of Mode Ani, teaches us to stop, first of all, and see what we already have, the treasures, the gifts we got already, and be thankful. Then we can continue to the next level. But Ilu Natan Bahem X and didn't give us Y, yeah, that's the equation there in the Yeinu. It doesn't matter. We are happy, we're satisfied with what we have right now. Afterwards, yeah, there's a lot more. We want the whole thing. At the end of the song, we even say, Hevi'anu lebet ha-bechira, final redemption, bet ha-mikdash. But still, maybe that's the way from being from slavery to redemption. If you really want to be Ben Chorin, if you really want to be a person who is a free man, you should be thankful and you should see all those stops, all those, I would say, gifts you get on your way. Dayenu is our song this year, and Mode Ani should also be our philosophy this year, this so sensitive period. So many tragedies, so many precious souls who could not say Mode Ani anymore. So we're lacking so many things in this fragile, really horrible time. We can't even remember a similar crisis in our history. But still, we begin every morning by looking at what we have, by saying Dayenu, by saying Mode Ani. I'm happy with what I have. Yes, I always want more. We want things to improve. We want Geula Shlema. We want Refua Shlema. But we're thankful for coming back to this world after the night. And after thanking, we thank not only for being here, you know, the physical body. We thank Hashem for the soul. Shehechazarta bi nishmati bechemla rabba emunatecha. It's a daily, I would say, reminder to the fact that sometimes we forget, we ignore that fact. We have a soul. Once again, it's a revolutionary thing. It may sound simple, but we forget about it. We're on WhatsApp all day. Now we have so many Zoom conversations and lectures and so many new things on Instagram and YouTube. And that's fine, especially now. Part of those things are positive, obviously. But we have that daily reminder to be thankful and to be thankful for the most important thing, our soul. It's a divine peace that is hidden within us, in our body. Such a challenging period. I guess most of you also, you find yourself shouting sometimes at the husband, the kids, maybe it's only me, the Israeli, I don't know. But such a sensitive period in our life, we should really enjoy that opportunity every morning starting by saying, Modeh, thank you very much, and I have a soul, I wish I will use it during the day and will remember those two approaches toward life during the next 24 hours. Thank you very much. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated Leilu Nishmat Sarah and Laman and Liman, Sarah Basitzchak, Meshulam Fish, and Chaya Chana Eidel, Bayitzchak, and Barbara Lehman, Siegel, and their families. Lehitraot.